good evening, my cartoon addicts, and welcome to another episode of the Cartoon Rewind, the podcast that makes you feel all warm and cozy inside. Here's where we take a trip down memory lane, and guess what the three of us do? We will relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, and you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out, whether it's good or bad, we're going to watch it and give you our opinion on it. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and with me, like always, are my brothers from another mother. We're talking about the walking encyclopedia of cartoons, toys, and of course, the commissioner. What was it? Commissioner Gordon of Grammar. I forgot about that one. Gordon? I had to access that part of my brain. So, of course, let's hear it for D himself. And of course, the man that I want to be when I grow up one of these days, even though I'm older than he is. But that's how freaking amazing he is. You know, we're talking about Rolly himself. Now, before we dive into today's episode, do me a favor. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. All right, you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you have your podcast, you're going to find us. Plus, you got to explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content. And my brother from another mother over there, boom, he opened up a toy store, and it's time to upgrade your collection. And I can promise you, cartoonrewind.com has exactly what you need. And for those of you like me that need your cartoon fix daily, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and of course, Blue Sky. All right, Rolly, what's on today's agenda, buddy?
I just realized that while you're talking, you're doing the intro, I'm just looking at myself in the camera. I'm like, damn, are you sure he's older than I am? And white is not flattering on me, guys.
You guys, I think it looks pretty funny.
I'm like, damn, I look fat. So then I zoom in, and I'm like, oh, shit, now I look old. I
Where's that sweet like spot? Where's spot. That sweet spot?
Yeah, I need to find a sweet spot. It's funny, now I'm looking here. My beard and the chin area is white.
You got gray here, dark, and then you up here, definitely here.
No, I got no gray.
No, you got some right here.
Yeah. Just here, and I got it here.
Okay, yeah, and
That's what I'm for you. He's down here,
right there. Yeah, look right there. Got it.
No, there's no gray there.
Oh,
those are my ears. I'm gonna start doing like Dwayne did, just not turning my camera's here.
Hey, camera broke. You know what? My camera's broken too.
Camera broke.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna use a picture. I'm gonna like, oh wait, my camera's broke. I can only use a photo.
Just leave it right in front of the camera. That's it.
So
yeah, wasn't that taken last year?
It was. That's what I do when I don't shave my beard, that's what I look like.
Dude, I love that color shirt too, man. Thanks. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. So from now on, I'm just gonna use a picture of myself.
There you go, buddy. That's it.
And this way, I can pick my nose while we're doing the podcast. All right. So you guys are wondering what we're gonna do. As usual, here's the hint for everyone.
First of all, you gotta download that file.
I got what file I gotta download? All right. Here's your hint.
Let's go. Let's see it.
Wait. Top 10.
Top 10, yes.
For me, it's a top 5.
Awesome top 10.
Look, this is a Penta. Awesome year, man.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm not going to throw everything
He's
out
the
there.
The Emperor.
So, yes, we're going to do Transformers. Wow. We're going to do G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe. Toy line. There's a toy line. And we're gonna do series 2. Is it series 2, Frank?
Yes, the 1983 one.
Three? Yes, series 2. I already forgot my homework. Series 2, we'll be using now for as usual. We rely on the people on the line for some support on this, so we don't have to do all the work. And then this week we're using the Toy Collector's Guide website at thetoycollectorsguide.com.
You got this.
thetoycollectorsguide.com. And as we can see for our YouTube videos, user watchers, see now I'm shook up. As you can see here, they don't only just do G.I. Joe. They have a wide variety of toys that they provide information on. All right. So as I mentioned before, I'm just slowing everything down. I feel like I was talking kind of fast. My Hispanic-ness was coming out, right? We're going to do Wave 2, Series 2, which came out in 1983 for G.I. Joes. The highlight for me on this one here is, first of all, there were 11 figures released, plus mm-hmm. some of the there were some reissues, there were some mail-aways that they became carded. The biggest improvement here on these figures is that these are the ones with the swivel arms, so they no longer have those straight arms. And those are the ones that got reissued. They just reissued them with their swivel arms so they can hold the gun a little better. They can hold it like this, or like Frank likes to do, like this. All right.
That's the way to do it, man.
So you guys have any fond memories of 1983 G.I. Joes that jump off?
Oh, my God, yes, dude. 100%.
So for me, besides the swivel arm, this also gave me my biggest playset or figure or vehicle. Mm-hmm. I was able to get it with this series. I think it's the biggest one. It's pretty close.
Is it the base?
Spoilers. Spoiler alert. I don't know. We're gonna have to find out. All right. So let's just jump right in, guys. What'd you say?
Let's do it, man.
All right. So we start off with, now this is just no particular order. We're not doing good guys versus bad guys here. So we start off, we're going to do alphabetical order because it's easier. We have, for our visually impaired people out there, we have Airborne, Helicopter Assault Trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just going to give you guys some value here. Card it. Somewhere between $400 and $500. Again, carded. Anything that was carded has high value because no one keeps a card. And obviously, if you're a G.I. Joe fan, you know that if you did keep the card, the only thing you kept was the file card.
Yep. So that's everything else was basura.
Yeah. In case you ever need to remember, damn, what's Airborne's real name? So you gotta go look it up.
Tawtree Franklin.
Franklin E. Tawtree.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So is he Native American?
Yes, he is.
You sure? Hold on.
I gotta ask.
Come on, with Tawtree? Come on.
I was gonna go with Tawtree, and he's a little tan. He's not like white.
That's a colonizer's name.
Yeah. I bet you the mom was Native. And the father was, what's it called, Caucasian.
Oh, so you mean like a Pocahontas and John Smith kind of thing?
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm telling you, I bet you anything.
Gotcha. I never had this figure. I don't remember ever having this figure.
I did.
Never had him.
I did. I had a lot of figures, dude. I had a lot of figures.
Yeah, you were sticky fingers.
I don't know what.
No, that means. It's called swivel arms with a battle grip. What are you talking about?
Ooh. Thank you. All right. The next one is the enemy. Dwayne, who's the enemy? Dwayne likes to like accuse you of theft a lot, huh?
I know, man. And then he calls me racist. You're stereotyping, man, just because I'm Spanish.
I don't call you racist. I just repeat what you said.
Jesus.
You do call him racist.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Mickey Mouse?
It is not. See, I changed the
subject. No, that was Wave 1, right?
Wave 1, the mailway, was a Mickey Mouse Cobra Commander. Here, they fixed him up, and they gave him the swivel arms, plus, like you said, Frank, the battle grip. So the thumbs wouldn't break as fast. So obviously, this guy's pretty expensive in the secondary market. We're looking about carded between $1,200
and $1,500. Nice.
And I would say this is my first Cobra Commander. I did not have Mickey Mouse. So then we have one of my personal favorite, Destro.
The weapon supplier.
Yes, he's the enemy, in case you weren't sure.
No. I have a feeling.
But he doesn't work for Cobra. They didn't give him the Cobra title. He's just Destro the enemy.
That's it.
Comes with his laser pistol and his briefcase with his bomb detonators. I don't remember what was in his briefcase. I think we had a discussion once of that. Can you even open it?
I don't remember that.
You know, one thing I like, the Destro. I mean, the Destro. The briefcase.
Oh, no, you could.
Could it? You
couldn't open it. No.
One thing I like about Destro, I always thought was cool, was his gauntlets had little missiles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on his right hand? Yeah, yes, dude.
And then grenades on the other hand. So that's pretty cool. Well, another previous mail away that became Cordit, Doc.
Doc.
Mm-hmm. Doc Hollywood. Or like I like to call him Carl. So I call him Carl. Cardi, you're looking about $300-$400. Never had Carl, because obviously who wants to have, you know, for obvious reasons, we don't want him. Because who needs a medic when you're doing an army? Who needs a medic?
I had him. Yeah. Him and Lifeline?
Uh-huh. Lifeline was kind of cool, because he came with a lot more accessories. This guy just came with a freaking mattress. But yeah, I don't need them. When you get shot, you're dead. That's it. Move on.
In my world, no one survives.
In my world, Cobra had better aim than in a cartoon.
We never missed.
Yes. All right, next up, one of my personal favorites, Gun-Ho, with his tattoo on his chest of the Navy emblem. Marine emblem.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, he's a Marine, bro.
Yes. I always knew he was from Louisiana because I read so on his card. And here, Carter, we're looking at $450 to $550.
Yeah. So far, Cobra Commander was the most expensive one.
By a lot.
Yes.
Then you have Major Blood. He's a mercenary. Didn't work for Cobra because he's just the enemy here. I never had him. I don't remember having him. I thought he was kind of lame.
Oh my god, no. With the metal arm?
As a character, I thought he was lame. And he had an ugly gun. Just wasn't a fan. But
that was for me, G.I. Joe version of Call Me Snake.
I guess because of the eye patch.
Thank you. And the metal arm, dude. The metal arm.
All right. Oh well, you can get if you're a fan of Sebastian Blood, you get a cool name though, Sebastian.
You do.
You can get him. You can probably find him carded somewhere between $400-$500, but it'd probably be hard to find him.
Did he poke his own eye out?
What happened?
Did he poke his own eye out?
I don't think so.
I don't know about that one. That's a good question.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right, then we have Snow Job.
I have Snow Job.
The most useless Joe member that just sent them away. He's by himself. You didn't get help until later on. I had Snow Job too, though. I had Snow Job. He was kind of cool looking with his glasses on and everything. I don't know what his backpack is, what it's supposed to be.
Just the backpack, I guess.
No,
that's what holds the skis, man.
No, oh, that's what it did. It held the skis. I never used his backpack properly.
Yeah, I had him.
Well, I have him in underwears. He's wearing his underwears. That's all I got.
You got my OG one. That's right. And you got the OG Mickey Mouse one too of Cobra Commander.
I have, yes. I have lots of OGs. I have Destro also. Mm-hmm. So we have a few of these. Cardit, you can get him for $300-$400. Again, he's cool. He's all right. It's not my cup of tea. Next one we have Torpedo, who's a SEAL. sea, mm-hmm. air, and land. You need whatever it is, he can do it. So, now what does that mean? He can fly? He can't really fly, but you mean like he parachutes? Is he a paratrooper?
Wasn't he on the Mass Device, Flag Potter? But you never see him after that one.
I don't remember seeing him. Yeah, he barely comes out.
Yeah, I think they started showing wetsuit
more. Yeah,
wetsuit wasn't until the Pentor.
Really?
Yeah,
I gotta check into that. Gotta look into that. Another useless guy, Tripwire. Never had him.
Never had him either.
I did.
Never had him, but I remember this backpack with a disc. So I don't know where I got that backpack from. Maybe you got one of those accessory packs that came with it. So this Tormod? I don't know his name. His name is weird.
Tormod.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know. I didn't use the accent. You can get him carded between $300 and $400 if you can find him. It was weird. He's just like, look at him there. He's like, stay back, everyone. Let me look for any jewelry in the floor first. All right. Now let's talk about some mail-away figures that came out in Wave 2. Number one was...
I believe it was Flick. I mean, Duke, no?
There was Duke. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Duke it is. Right now, if you can get him packaged in the envelope, it's $175 to $200. Barely nothing. Duke was very common. He was very popular in Series 1, so I don't think there'll be a lot for him. And that's it. That was the only mail-away we had. Let's talk about some accessories. This is where I would talk about the accessory pack.
I remember those.
You know, I found the other day a whole section back when we were doing customs. I think mm-hmm. we bought it at that Joe-Con. I bought a Ziploc bag full of accessories and helmets and guns. So I
have. You still have it?
I still have it, like crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. You can get this accessory pack if you can find it carded between $75 to $100. Then comes a Cobra Snake, which, by the way, I just recently found out that you could put a figure inside. Never knew you could put a figure, but I thought it was just a robot.
Yes.
I thought it was just a robot.
When I first got that, I remember I was so freaking psyched. And then when I took it home and I took it apart, I put all the stickers and I put my Cobra Trooper in there. Bro, It was horrible. It was horrible. It would not stand up on its own. You know, I mean, the legs just freaking like dangled like this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It was just horrible, dude. Horrible. I was like, man, but in my mind, that was the most coolest thing in the world, man.
It does look cool. The fact that it can hold a figure inside, and now they have super robotic strength, you know, ideally, storytelling wise. But now we know you just push him forward like a turtle, push him in his back.
That's it. Yeah. He's done. Yeah, he's done.
All right. Yeah. So this box is between $125 to $175. The next one are, again, some useless toys that hopefully I never had, which was the two gliders. You have the Viper glider for your Cobra, and then you have the Falcon glider, whose name will be reused later, with a pilot. Now, these have pilots. They each come with a pilot, but the pilot never had a name.
Ah, they were nameless.
Yeah.
They were just the pilot.
The pilot. Well... Yeah, they call them here. They put the pilot, the Cobra Viper pilot, obviously, because that's all they got. And for the Falcon, they just threw in Grunt in there.
Mm-hmm.
They put a figure in there. Now, these things, if I'm not mistaken, these things are pretty wide, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're wide figures.
Yeah, you can throw them like actual glider.
Yeah, and then hit the ground and then break.
Yep. Did you have one, D?
Seen it on TV.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it never piqued my interest.
Me neither.
because I had to throw it, just like the whole parachutes for the Sky Striker.
I remember those. I
never
remember
did that because after I did it, I got to pack it up again.
Put it back in there. Yeah.
Yeah. But these have high values, so if you can find them in one box, it's between $700 to $1,100, respectively.
The shark. So that's what you were trying to think of last week.
Oh, the little vehicle that flies up and down?
Yeah, yes. The shark.
Okay. No, but, no, no. The shark is the water one.
Yeah, and it's a plane also.
It flies under the submarine.
That's a shark, yes. That one, at least that one has wings. I know, I'm talking about the green one that doesn't have wings.
Green one, you're talking about the damn it, Skyhawk.
The Skyhawk, it's called the Skyhawk. Yeah, okay,
yeah, that's the one, that's the one that was in the cartoon we reviewed last week.
Okay, yeah, I forgot the name. So yes, that one, I did mention last week that thing shouldn't be flying because it has wings.
And by the way, D said it like twice last week.
You know, I do remember saying it once, but I thought he was talking about the Sky Striker when he
got you. Got you. So, yeah, because I love the Skyhawk, man.
No, man, that defies science. Stop it.
No, I think it's awesome.
Yes, it does. It flies because it has the hover jet.
Okay, so, but how? No, it's just it's a rock. It just goes up. It can't move forward and up.
Yes, it does. The jets are movable.
Yeah, they go down, up, and
so how do you stay up? How do you stay up and forward? How do you go up and forward?
With the jets, man.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna. Well,
the two jets, the two turbine jets fall down, so it goes up, and then when it's ready to freaking go forward, they move forward and it takes off.
We shall see if what is it called? If you I can send this to Mythbusters.
I was just about to say that we need to start a show, Cartoon Mythbusters. The things that we can prove that work in cartoons. That's what we need. That's the show we need.
That sounds expensive, man. That sounds expensive.
So get
somebody else to pay for it.
All right. Next up, we have Jump with Grand Slam. So Jump was a jetpack platform that, you know, you had. That's where when you had your jetpack, that's where you landed. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically you can land anywhere, but this one would hold the jetpack while you go fight.
Yep.
So it worked out pretty good. I had this one. It was lots of fun, even though it's kind of silly now, but at least it was an extra play set. So, yeah, this one, if you can get it, boxes between $450 to $550. Next up, we have Pocket Patrol. So, in case you weren't getting beat up enough in school, you can get the Pocket Patrol, which is a little box that you strap your belt through, and you can wear like a fanny pack, and you can take your Joes with you. So, it would carry three. So, if you want to be a real... you want to be going to war, you're gonna need more than, you know, at least two or three of these to carry all your Joes in. But if you only want to have your special three Joes, there you go. So you can put, you know, Flint, Duke, and Snake Eyes. I know for Frank, I'll be bad guys, Cobra Commander,
of course, all bad guys,
and Zartan,
yeah, of course, Cobra, Baroness, and Zartan.
Yes. Next up we have is the Cobra Whirlwind. Yeah, it's actually not Cobra. This is G.I. Joe. Sorry, I apologize. Mm-hmm.
That's all right, buddy.
The cool thing about this one, this is twin battling Gatling guns, which is kind of cool because this one moved as the wheel spin. I'm not sure if it moved.
Well, I know the wheels fold down,
yes,
for it to become a platform, and then they go back up, and then you attach it to the back of the vamp.
Yes, or any other vehicles. They all had the mm-hmm. little things. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember if the guns rotated or not.
That I don't remember. I never had this one.
You can rotate them. Watch. Let me show you here.
Right, the whole top part.
So here, You guys seeing on my screen now?
Yes. Yeah.
So here it is there. But according to this one, here's a cool rock and roll. According to this one here, you can move the guns and rotate the barrels. There it is. And the bottom that had a little thing. So with your thumb, you rotate it. So it looks like it's firing.
Okay.
So it was kind of cool. The swiveled. It was nice. Good.
No. It is cool. I just did not have it.
I had it. And if you can find it boxed, it'll be between $90 to $130. Now, I bet you this is something you had. You had the pack rat.
I only had one, but I wanted all three of them.
And I didn't have any of these. So you have the first one is a flamethrower. So pack rat stood for. I don't know what it stood for. Anybody knows what pack rat stood for?
Ooh.
Why we pay you?
Thank you.
You don't pay me.
Oh, we don't? Oh, then you're fine. Okay, you're fine. Continue. Continue as you were. Yeah, I can't see. It doesn't really say. Oh, here it is. Okay, so PAC stands for Program Assault Computer. So PAC RAT is Program Assault Computer Rapid All Terrain.
Yep, I have it right here.
Okay. So do I.
So, all right. So you have. Oh, now you have. Now you found it. So. All right, so you had the flamethrower. There were three of them. Flamethrower, and you had the machine gun.
Yep, right? And the missile launcher.
And then you had the missile launcher. All these look really cool. Question, though, can you attach them all together? How cool would it have been if you can put them together and to make one giant weapon?
Mm-hmm. Like a freaking transformer.
Like a transformer, and they attach to each other. Boom. I like that. All right, each one of these is about somewhere between $50 to $75, still boxed. Mm-hmm. So, pretty cool. I like the concept, the flamethrower. And these are all like you program it, you hit go, and it's automatic. It's like a Roomba. It's like a Roomba. So, for our podcast listeners, the pack rats are like Roombas, but with one has a flamethrower, the other one has machine gun, and then one has rocket launcher. So, it just goes in. Once it bumps into something, then it like the flamethrower run. Once it bumps into something, it'll just turn on itself and fire it everywhere. So that's where we go.
It turns around,
goes someplace else. All right. So those are what they consider the accessories. Now comes some play sets. And yes, Frank, G.I. Joe Headquarters was available in 1983, and I had it, and I loved it.
Never had it.
Yes. So let me see if I can find it using 3D Joe's, because this one you need the full time to enjoy this one.
That box is beat up.
Yeah. So here it is. I can drag it. Look at the back. Look at all those vehicles. You can put a tank in there. You can put the vamp in there. You can also work on it if you needed to. See, not this is jail. This is that. Obviously, you need a jail. It had a landing pad.
Ooh, for the dragonfly.
Yeah, so poor dragonfly, the wings can't, the propellers can't handle it anymore.
Fluffy propellers.
Yes. Here's a little better picture of the box. Look at that. You had everything on that sucker. That
looks sweet, man.
And the best part for me, my bed was high enough so I could slide
it fit underneath.
Right underneath. And then when I was playing, you just pull it out big enough so it looked, you know, like kind of like Boulder Hill kind of thing.
Yeah, like if I was embedded in a mountain.
Yes. Mind you, I'm only like 5, so I have to use that imagination. So,
of course.
So you have here, look, you got double cannons, they pivot, they have everything. You have the main cannon in the middle, and then you have some, let's call those 50 calibers. That's what I'm gonna call them.
Okay.
You have a file card compartment to hold on your file cards. You have a command console with seats that actually swivel. That's apparently that was a big selling point back then. But if you look at the photo, What do you think they're talking about? You see, for our YouTube listeners, our watchers, Lady J, Scarlett is talking to Rock and Roll and showing her a picture of herself.
Yes, and what's and who's next to her?
Cobra Commander.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you know him, he's like this.
He's like waiting. Back. Because I put him on hold.
Ah, that's what it is.
He was coming in to talk to the Joes and tell them about his next plan, and they're like, please hold. Please hold.
Oh, so Scarlett is video calling Cobra Commander, which is why you see Cobra Commander and whatchamacallit, Scarlett.
I like that. I like that, but I think Scarlett put him on hold and told Rock and Roll, like, hey, do I look good? Do you think my hair looks the way, should it be like this or what?
Should I let my hair grow out?
Yes. Should I have my hair grow out? Put a filter on me. Okay, that's enough. Okay. Okay. You had a weapons bay that would hold all the weapons. I mean, again, obviously a jail. You had the ramps. You had the armory. They could hang the weapons. Nice. I told you, this thing had everything. It had everything.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Yeah. So here's the instructions. I bet you I even had the instructions. Well, we have a commercial here and everything.
You probably did have your instructions.
I did. It was good. Well, that's how you're supposed to do it. Now, this is even cheaper, boxed, somewhere between $300 and $400. It's like a quarter of the price of Cobra Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
This to me is just as good.
We think we'll be off there.
This is just as good as having Castle Grayskull. All right. Next, let's move on to vehicles. So one of my personal favorites, I mentioned it last week, is the APC. Your amphibious personnel carrier, or just your toy carrier, because it would also hold all your G.I. Joes, and it came with a handle. It came with a handle so you can carry your Joes away. So I had this, loved it. A big cannon on top, great vehicle. So you can drive around with the roof off, so that the Joes can get some sun. Yeah. Yep, and it was really amphibious. You can really put it in the water and it would float.
And it did float. Yep.
It would be dripping water for like the next 3 days because it kind of was a pain.
Just found everywhere.
Yeah,
found a spot everywhere in that damn toy, man.
Yeah. So you have that. So this one boxed between $140, $190. Whenever I see prices cheap like this for stuff that I loved, I'm just like, oh, I can buy it.
Sound like Frank.
Yeah.
Except I actually do buy it.
Yeah, it's true. Next one is G.I. Joe, the Cobra Fang. So here, the Fang. By the way, have they made this for Classified yet?
No.
Wow. I think it's a missed opportunity on that one. So we got here. I know it's even cheaper. It's cheaper for them. It's super cool. They can put a detail on it. You know, no moving parts. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. The propeller.
No, they can't put a propeller in moves.
On what?
No real, moving parts as in, I understand. Yeah, I saw what I did. My mistake there. So you got me.
I wasn't trying to get you. I was just saying,
you got me, Frank. I mean, you got me, D. You got me. You just beat Dwayne to it, but he's gonna mention it. By the way, in case you were wondering, Fang stands for fully armed. I gotta be careful with this word. Negator.
Let's have D say.
No, wait. Negator? Gyrocopter. Negator. Negator, right? I said it right?
Negator.
Is that with a strong R or?
No, it's called Negator.
Negator. Negator. Okay.
Negator.
Negator.
Negator. I have no idea what that means.
That's a good question. I don't know either. But I had this one. I enjoyed it. Lots of fun. I know, Frank, you had it.
Yes. Yeah. I had both of those already. Yes, yeah. Those two I had.
D, how about yourself?
Nope.
None of these? Damn, shipping to the Virgin Islands.
Nope. I was too far away.
Yeah. Now, this one I know for sure Frank did not have. The Cobra Hiss.
You know I did.
He has it now.
He has a hiss. He has a variety of them. He has a variety of them. So I had them too. Fun fact, my Cobra Hiss tank had a weird smell to it. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fun fact, but it's a fact. It had a weird smell, and forever, always smelled. And when you put it just like a plastic that they use, it was weird.
Mine. Well, one, I never smelled my toys, and not number two, I think I would have picked up on that, but no, my shit didn't smell.
Yeah, well, it's not something I don't get a toy and I sniff it, but it was like, where's that smell coming from? It's like a weird smell.
Really did one of these things.
Yeah. Checked. Make sure it was not me. Okay. Obviously, high speed sentry. That's what a Hiss tank is. 175 to 250 tank is very boxed. It's a tank that's very. I mean, I think it's a must have for any G.I. Joe collector.
Oh my God! Yes.
So,
had it.
Yeah. And then for another favorite of mine is the Dragonfly with Wild Bill.
Yeah, had that too.
Awesome. Awesome toy. Mm-hmm. Good detail. I mean, again, I had a machine gun on the side. The grappling hook would drop down. You could pick stuff up or people up. Had a cannon in the bottom. Missiles. G.I. Joes could actually stand on the legs.
Mm-hmm.
Some propeller spin with your thumb. And I also like the fact that it had covers on the engine that you could take the engine off.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're doing a lot of play and you'd be like, you know, story, we need to fix the engine, or you shoot off a cover of the engine again.
And the retractable rope on the bottom.
Yeah.
To pick stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah. To pick up how many vehicles you picked up with that. So, enjoyed it.
The vamp for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a few Joes. Like Snake Eyes holding on to it like this. You know what I mean?
Snake Eyes was just flying across shooting everybody.
That's it, man.
Just his ninja, or was his sword just chopping people's heads off?
No, his Uzi.
You can still make the sound, too. All right.
Can.
This box is between $275 to $375. Hasbro also made a classified one of this, which is pretty nice. I own the original, have not bought the classified. All right.
Don't foresee you buying the classified, buddy.
I don't see myself any classified vehicles. Yeah. I don't have that kind of money. That's you like
you might have to pitch in and buy one.
No. That's way too much. Relax. Next up, Polar Bear.
Had it.
Polar Battle Bear.
No.
Did not have it. No.
I did.
Pretty cool. With little missiles and everything. It gave Snowjob something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that way he doesn't have to ski everywhere. And now that I know he has a place for his skis. So. I didn't know that. Boxed here is $75 to $100. If we can find it. Next one is another fan favorite, which is the Sky Striker, which is off of an F-14. Wings extended and collapse, had covers for the engines, had missiles, the real landing gear. And obviously I came with a parachute. So really nice. Enjoyed it lots. And this one is boxes between $300 and $400. And next up is the Wolverine. I had this one.
I did not have, but I did want it.
I liked it. Really cool. I thought it was a cool vehicle with all the missiles, just like a barrage of missiles. So, and this is Cover Girl with red hair, brown. Not red hair. Let's call it red hair.
Brown.
Brown. Okay.
Red.
It's supposed to be red, right?
She was blonde first, and then she became a redhead because of the 80s.
Yeah, because
of the 80s. She had blonde long hair, right, D?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And then later on, she cut it, and no one told her anything, so she got mad and never made an appearance in G.I. Joe again.
Nope.
Box is between $200 and $300. All right. Now, with that being said, that was it.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
So, not a lot of Cobra vehicles. They only had two. A little surprise.
That's because they didn't need any because they had enough with the his tank.
Uh-huh, sure. That and their little robot, right? And a robot suit. They didn't. So the only real vehicle they got was a freaking glider. Damn, Cobra cheap. You know why he had to use a glider, right?
Why?
And if our listeners listen to last week's episode, because Cobra Commander wastes all his money on stupid shit and built a funhouse. Instead of buying vehicles. Because wave one, he had no vehicles at all. And wave two, he has a glider, a tiny little rocket, which I think may be racially insensitive. And what else?
Oh, for sure.
And a tank. So, all right. And that's it. That's all we got. No other attachments.
Awesome.
All right. So, thoughts on wave two, guys?
Oh, I own a lot of stuff from wave two.
I did too. I own a lot of vehicles, except for the gliders, I think, and all in the Rat Pack. I didn't have those.
I barely own anything in that set.
Yeah, I can see.
Damn, D.
You're too busy playing with your volcano motorcycle for Mask. So that's an Easter egg from a month ago. But there were some iconic vehicles that came out. Sky Striker, Dragonfly, obviously the Hiss. Those are ones that stick with fans. I mean, again, the APAC, I would love the APAC. That one that should
Sky Striker is another one.
Yeah.
Right?
I like the Fang. The Fang was really nice, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Had that.
Yeah. I guess it was so simplistic, you know, just an engine.
Yeah.
It was an engine attached to a seat with missiles on the side.
Yeah, and a freaking cannon in the front.
And a little cannon in the front.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you needed.
Yeah. So.
No freaking canopy, nada.
Yeah. No, because
And Cobra Commander was smart because back in them days, like when the fan got blown up, I'm not sure if you noticed, they eject straight up. Well, with the Fang, the propellers, they pop out.
Okay.
So the person safely eject.
I didn't know that.
The Fang didn't have an ejection seat.
I didn't think it had an ejection seat. I saw everybody just like jump off to the side, like, okay. No.
Either they jumped or they got punched out of the seat. So they never went up.
Listen, in my mind, interjector seat.
No. They just did this. I'm out.
That's it.
They didn't have a seatbelt. Now that I mentioned it, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no.
Like a little. They're just flying for their life. All right.
That's it.
So, Frank, do us a favor if you can summarize our rating system for our toys.
Of course. Collect, flip, and pass.
Thank you. With that being said, I rate it. No.
So, as this is the toy edition that we love to do, right? We have three simple rating systems. We have collect, which means, you know what? We've owned it when we were younger, and OMG, we would want to own it again today. Then we got a flip, which means we would buy it, but just to sell it. And then, of course, we got a pass, which means we'll never own it, we'll never look at it again, basura. And that's what we have.
Do you want to say everybody's choices here?
I have a feeling that we're all going to say collect, but I have a feeling that D would do collect and flip. He will collect some, and then he will flip others.
You are correct, my good man.
Yes.
Because I would only collect His Tank, Sky Striker, and...
You better say the Whale.
Whale's not here. Here.
Oh, from here. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about general.
No, we're doing this.
And don't yell at me.
Well, we're just correcting something.
The His Tank, the Sky Striker, and the this role did such a fabulous job of giving it in 3D. The G.I. Joe base. Everything else I would flip.
Really? You would keep the G.I. Joe base? I thought you would flip the G.I. Joe base.
I like the G.I. Joe base. I like the Terror Drill. I like the flag. Those I would keep.
I would sell this place or rent it. And then I would buy me a 2-bedroom.
What's that? What does that have to do with anything?
D, tell him.
You need room to collect. That came out of left field, but...
Yeah, totally. I was trying to do the math here, like, okay, what's that trying to do?
What are you
talking about? I need a whole room for my collection, man.
Sleep in the living room and turn your bedroom into...
I could do that. I can put a bed out there.
Yeah. And do that. Oh, your room is very empty, though, still.
My room is not empty.
Your room is pretty empty.
No, it's not.
It feels like...
I just don't have a mess like most of you, like most individuals do. I like having a clean...
No, let's correct that. You said most of you. You said you, like us.
Most people.
You didn't say that. I did say that.
I think you took
shots at me and Dwayne.
Yeah, you did.
So
listen, I love you too, man, but you guys freaking... Oh, my God, you guys are too messy, man. You, Rolando, I understand.
Thank you. I live with 30 people.
You got no choice.
Thank you.
I get that. But D, you live alone, man. Let's go.
And I don't have a mess.
You have a mess.
You have a mess.
Turn on your mess. Turn on your camera and look behind you.
I'm in the middle.
Now look to your left.
Yeah. Now look to your
left. But you got a cool mess, though, buddy. You got a cool mess. Because, you know, I'm jealous about your collection. I'm so jealous of your collection.
So, all right. For me, it is a collect. So, yes.
Yes. And that, for me, it's a collect also.
I would do...
D, you know, it's a... Collecting a
it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
It's a mixed bag. I would do an APC classified just so I can put all my classified figures sitting down.
Bro, that thing will be huge, man.
That's right.
Thing will be huge.
So well, the dragonfly is huge too.
Yeah, that's true. So,
all right.
Another one that you can't wait for is the backpack. The fang? No. The claw.
Yes.
They did announce that was one of my favorite. That was one of my favorite toys.
They did announce that one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think it's this year.
Oh. That won't be available at Cartoon Rewind. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll get it though. I'll buy that one. That's it. I'm done.
Uh-huh. Sure. Go ahead. All right. Here's the part of the show I kind of like is when we review some commercials.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's review some commercials. So we're going to start off, and hopefully it plays. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we had a little bit of technical trouble. These all worked when I played it, but let's see. I guess I'm. This is the G.I. Joe, Wolverine, and Cobra.
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
I have just seized Cobra's new weapon, Hiss. Destro's a genius. Hiss is unbeatable. Surprise attack. Call in the Wolverine. Go get him, Cover Girl.
G.I. Joe.
American hero.
So long, Wolverine.
Hurry, Clutch. Wolverine's in trouble. Destro, look. Hiss is ready.
G.I. Joe, Wolverine, and Cobra's Hiss, each with figure, other figures, and equipment sold separately from Hasbro.
Hold on. I did not know that the vamp was that strong. It pulled out a freaking tank from the sand, dirt.
Yes, it was.
I don't know. And
yeah, you didn't know that, buddy?
No, I did not know that. This is news to me. This is news to me. All right. Next up, we have... Let me see. We have this one. This is some commercials from... This actual YouTube clip has from 82 all the way to 94. It's 46 minutes long. Jesus Christ. Luckily for you guys, we're only going to play like 30 seconds. Hold on.
Oh, I watch those commercials at work.
And customers of AT&T, now you know why your service is not being fixed. I didn't use your real job.
It's under attack! It's under attack! The G.I. Joe headquarters is under attack!
This right. is it, the G.I. Joe headquarters, and there's never been a command post like it.
Man the battle pack!
American hero!
I located Cobra! We've captured a Cobra officer! Put him in the stockade!
Way to go, Joe! Fire!
We chased off Cobra!
We saved the G.I. Joe headquarters!
G.I. Joe headquarters. All figures and equipment sold separately from Hasbro.
That's a good toy. What else we got?
Of course it is.
Hey? Freedom, wherever there's trouble, G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
Cobra's attacking. We're outnumbered. G.I. Joe to the rescue.
The G.I. Joe personnel carrier holds 28 members of the G.I. Joe team.
Let's it was a puddle.
Go get the new members of the G.I. Joe team. Here's Torpedo and Tripwire.
Get the Joe team aboard and move them out.
The G.I. Joe personnel carrier hosts 28 Joe team members, each sold separately from Hasbro.
In that case, take us home.
All right, my brothers. All right, so that's a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And thank you for tuning in to this epic rewind. And remember to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. Visit CartoonRewind.com to level up your collection. And don't forget, for even more cartoon madness, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning.